Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Put on your moo-moos, kids. It's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show here at AfterBuzz TV, Limes in the Sand. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and you know who's here.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Christy Olsen, and you guys can always keep up with me at Christy Reports.
Woo, Full House, I'm back. Hey, guys, it's Megan Stecker, and you can tweet me, snap me, or Insta me at Megan Stecker.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay.
Yay!
Yay! All right. Megan's all here.
So let's talk about this episode. Before we get into the trip to Dubai, let's talk briefly about this Global Lime Alliance. All the famous faces of Yolanda's family was there, and Kyle thinks, the tears just kept coming and coming with Kyle. Everything hit her at once. She now has seen the light. What did you think of all this? Is it finally we're there? Or do you think that she's, really regretful? What do we think of Kyle at this point?
She is feeling guilty with a capital G. And it's understandable, and it certainly is also understandable why listening to these people's stories really connected with her and made her realize, like, hey, I've been a little bit of a mean girl.
Yeah, I totally agree. I also enjoyed her outfit being, like, a little homage to, like, it almost seemed like an apology. It was like her little, like, I'm a pilgrim Puritan kind of a situation, like, I could do no wrong or no harm. I don't. It was a little.
It was very conservative and apologetic. Yeah. Yeah. Now that I think about it,
She like hid behind the handkerchief. Like she literally had one eye out. I was like, wow. So that, like, I know everyone shows remorse in different ways. So she really broke down about it. The one thing that kind of irritated me in this episode at the beginning was we've repeatedly heard a lot about Yolanda and how she hasn't been able to do things. This is the first time I've seen the sun. This is the first time I walked on the beach. So this episode was, I haven't worn makeup in 11 months. I haven't had Botox in 3 years. And then I lived in a bathrobe for 14 months. I understand it's a real thing, but it's a little too dramatic. So I'm siding with Rinna a little bit on this one, with it being a little too much of, like, the paces of her life and everything. We understand, it's just too much for me at this point. What are we, 17 episodes in of hearing the decline of her life? And I understand it's a real thing, but what else do you got?
Well, you know what? Maybe this will be the turning point where she is feeling good now, and maybe she'll start to really live life at this point in the episode.
We've been waiting for that all season, though, and we're still hearing, I haven't worn makeup, I haven't walked, I haven't done this. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just, like, a little fatigued at this point. I think many people are.
Yeah. I want to err on the side of caution and say I totally believe that Yolanda is ill. I think that some of them did have a point this year when it's like, well, she's on vacation in all these photos, but yet then we go back to, it's the first time I've this and I haven't done that, and they kind of had a point when they were bringing that up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just tired of hearing about how it's taken so long for her to do all these things.
I want to see more of her and David and more of the interaction and see the. He was a little pissy, right? Wasn't he? I know they stage it a little bit and they cut it and the way they edit it, but he looked a little pissy and a little impatient. And a little,
at the charity event?
No.
Oh.
When they were packing.
When they were moving? Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that.
I don't know. Maybe I was reading into it. But I want to read into it more.
We never really got a wrap-up of his comments from last week.
Yeah.
That he
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He seemed to think we're a little bit off the record, and there was no addressing of that. So you're right, Fern. I need more.
I hope they address it at the reunion. And yeah. I thought it was symbolic that they went into the refrigerator, and he's like, "Oh, the stuff up there must be rotting." And she's like, "Oh, it's fake." She has like fake food at the top of her fridge. It was so strange to me, and I think it's so symbolic of that maybe it wasn't really real, that the things in their house were fake, even the fruit at the top of the refrigerator. I don't know. Maybe I read into things too much, but
I like that.
Yeah. Burn going deep. Yes. Burn going deep.
It made me a little sad for her.
Aww. Yeah. The flashbacks, like her long hair, it just almost seems like a different person.
Yeah. Totally. It was sad. It made me sad. Yeah. I was like, God, I forgot how youthful she looked and seemed before all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. She's unfortunately really aged. With her,
Still looks amazing. I just she's forgot about that long hair, and it was a crazy throwback.
Well, back at the Global Lyme Alliance Gala,
the gala, according to Kathy,
yes,
the gala, Kathy,
Kathy, and the gala. So back over there. Like, speaking of Catherine, she was real quick to throw down Rinna and Lisa Vanderpump as just not understanding and not getting it. She was real quick to say, "Oh, and yeah, Lisa Vanderpump, she's another one that will go in and say it." So this one, I don't know how this one's making friends on this show.
Mm-mm.
But, don't turn your back around this chick.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Because she's just like everybody else that I went to school with. The minute you're not in the room and you walk in, you can guarantee your name was on the table. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're walking into with someone like her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I've got her number, and I still don't care for her on the show.
She was all chiming in, like, ignorance is not an excuse. It's like, you just got here 5 minutes ago. Like, this fight initially happened when you weren't even on the show. Yes, stop.
It's kind of true, right?
Shut your yapper.
And she didn't show up to the red carpet event that she was supposed to be at on Friday, and I stood my little butt around in my tank top and my skirt in the cold waiting for her butt, because I thought there's no way that Catherine Edwards doesn't show up to a press opportunity, right? Yeah, so where were you, Catherine?
I wonder if she's in hiding a little bit because of the reception she's getting from the fans.
Because Brandy was supposed to be there too, but Brandy never shows up when she's supposed to. Mm-hmm. But I thought for sure Catherine would be there.
Mm. Huh. Maybe she doesn't want to get asked hard questions.
That could be. Mm-hmm. She saw me there. Driver, take us home.
Well, while the ladies are packing all their moo-moos, Erica was busy coordinating her lookbook. What an opportunity to create something. Then what more do you want? I mean, I think Fern and I were like surprised, but like, that's Erica.
Totally.
I was shocked how long this whole packing situation went on. That's one of those fun little fillers that you like move from one scene to another with. But we followed, three characters trying to pack, and it took up a really huge chunk of the show, and I was like, really? It's getting that bad that we have to do this?
Thank you. We were like, wait, we want to hear more about Lisa Vanderpump's parents. She was like, my parents never said they love me. And then they go to so long of three people packing. Who cares? I
want
to see pictures
back
of Lisa Vanderpump's parents and know about her childhood.
I want to know what Lisa Vanderpump's mother looks like.
Yes. Me too.
I'm so curious to see. I just picture a very traditional and very conservative older woman, even appearing older when she perhaps was a lot younger.
Mm-hmm. Resting bitch face.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I am so curious, but perhaps we'll never know. I will have to do a Google search, Lisa Vanderpump's mother, just to see if anything comes up.
Me too.
Because these housewives, people find things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they go way back, so who the hell knows? It's worth a look.
They could have done so much more with that instead of all the packing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tweet us if you happen to know more about Lisa Vanderpump's life.
We've got someone behind the scenes on it right now for us, so we'll let you know if we find anything.
Okay. Let's do it. So, the lookbook was crazy. The gaggle of gays keys are right there. I couldn't be bothered putting together a lookbook and packing for somebody else. I don't even like packing for myself.
I thought that was so A-list fabulous, though.
The lookbook? Oh, yeah.
Everyone else was like clothes all over the bed, and I went shopping, and the husbands are complaining, and this, she's got her team shows up, and they've got it handled. It's like... like a whole, they presented her, like, here's what we're going to pack for you.
Yeah. It's very Beverly Hills.
I would love for that to be my life for, like, one day.
Right, because it made it stand out to me, like, how much fun everything is for her. Uh-huh. Because she doesn't really have to put the work in. Like, I'm going to WrestleMania, for all of you out there, in a week and a half, and I'm thinking about, oh, packing for 5 days, and oh my gosh. And for her, it's like, oh no, we'll do a photo shoot, we'll make a lookbook, everybody will come over, they'll help me put some, like... it's everything is just fun, and that's so enviable. I wish that so all true. The menial tasks in my life were just fun.
Yeah.
So the guys are more than happy and more than willing to do it. They're more excited than she is to put these outfits together. They're grabbing them off the racks. Like, good for her. I mean, she's got a good team around her. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. Let's talk about the looks when they went on the plane. Always paying attention to what people wear at all times in this show. A lot of people like to look at the fashion. Erica dressed down pretty much, but Eileen, I think, wearing the worst outfit to travel in. Ladies, would you want to wear overalls on a 14-hour-plus plane ride?
No, I don't wear jeans at all flying because I think it gets very uncomfortable.
It does.
Especially overalls because it's gonna pull. If it's not pulling on your shoulders, it's pulling somewhere else, ladies. Am I right? It's pulling in the wrong spot. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have worn overalls.
No, no way. I don't understand that. But after a very long trip, they did finally make it to where they had to be.
Well, comfort aside, I mean, I think Eileen just looked ridiculous, right?
She looked really cute on the plane, though. Like, when her hair was pulled back and you could see her hoop earrings and stuff, I thought she looked adorable and youthful then. Mm-hmm. But she looked a little, like, ready to go to the beach on every day, not on camera. Mm-hmm. And it's like they're flying to this fabulous Middle East and everyone's got these fabulous outfits packed. It was a little, too down home for her.
Mm-hmm. I think she could use a little bit of an updating.
Yeah.
A little bit. I love her. I'm not knocking her for it. But, I mean, it just seems like some of her things that we've seen her in, some of she's worn, you know, things she's repeated, it looks a little bit like early 2005, '08, like that type of time period. You know, it's like just like a minute late, in my opinion.
It's like
I don't know fashion. Yeah. That's my opinion.
It's like a little OC housewife to me.
Yeah. It's a little cheesy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like she lives by the beach, right? She's in Malibu.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So she's just more beachy.
Mm-hmm. For me, I think maybe I'm so used to seeing her in the get-ups on the soaps. Like, you know, she's always dressed.
Well, that's
like,
why she's dressed down, right? Because she's, like, dressed up at work all day.
Yeah. I'm always used to seeing her on, like, the cutting edge of, like, you know, really hot look. She's very youthful. They dress her very
youthful. Lots
of
bodycon dresses. Yeah. On Days of Our Lives when I used to watch her, like, always bodycon dresses, you know? Mm-hmm.
So doesn't she get to keep... different. I guess she doesn't get to keep the clothes.
No.
That stinks.
No, those shows they don't give away like they used to, unfortunately. So Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle are staying in a $40,000 a night palatial room. Rinna is staying in the presidential suite, I believe. And then Eileen staying in a 3-floor underwater suite with the top 2 floors you can see out. Just the bottom is with the underwater, as she let us know. And then Catherine and Erica are staying in another beautiful room. I couldn't wrap my mind around these places. Mm-mm. You know, growing up, I've always stayed with, like, the 2 twin beds. Not the 2 twins, the 2 queen beds. Mm-hmm. You know, like, very basic. Beautiful hotels, some of them, but never like this. I've never had a staircase in my room, never mind 3 floors and a shark.
It's pretty beyond.
Didn't it make you wonder what kind of people usually stay in a place like that? Like, obviously, they aren't paying for anything they get at this hotel because the hotel is getting the promotion from it. But who does spend $40,000 a night to go stay there? Like,
I know.
I'd love to know.
Yeah, well,
and are they single?
Yeah.
Kyle made herself very comfortable. She kind of felt like she was at home. What did she think? She seemed to be very comfortable with this lifestyle.
The best moment was when she touched Lisa Vanderpump's face. Lisa Vanderpump's like, no, I want the master. It's mine. And like, I want it. And she was like, I bet you did. Like, she just was very confident to put Lisa in her place this week, which was a nice change of pace. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you catch what she said? Mrs. Umansky.
Yes, yes. And she was walking around talking about herself on, like, in third person. Like, wow.
I mean, that's what Mrs. Umansky gets to do. Like, you
that's
know.
That's true. This, she takes a lot of fabulous
this is old
vacations.
Hat for her, yeah.
Oh, God. The vacation queen herself, yes. Her trips. But yeah, no, I mean, it was cool. Then we cut back to L.A. where Brandy's talking about her Tinder date. Brandy just, I hate to say it, but you're just not measuring up with these girls' lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I mean, we cut from, like, this amazing, you know, place over three quarters of the way around the globe. And Brandy's still up to her usual business, but I still enjoy seeing her, and she didn't waste any time in her interview letting us know how she really feels about Lisa Rinna. So, what did she say? She said all bunch of nonsense, so she needs to go and eat and get some help, bitch.
She said that wig glue is getting to her brain, and she wouldn't let up being convinced that all Lisa's Rinna's hair are all different wigs.
All different wigs? She's had the same hair.
I know.
Yeah, but you know, Brandy was so adamant about it. You gotta think she's got some insider info. I don't know. But what really came across to me about Brandy in this scene is that she is still so angry. Like, yeah. I don't know that we've ever really established what she's so angry about, but, like, girl is hot under the collar all the time. Like, she's just mad, and she's ready to tear somebody apart mm-hmm. all the time. And it's just like, you know, mm-hmm. take one of those chill pills that we all are convinced mm-hmm. that you're pretty accustomed to, girl.
I think she's mad she's not on the show anymore. Like, she yeah. pulled all these antics last year, throwing wine, slapping people, and it didn't work. She's gone, and I think she's yeah. probably pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And her personal life is tumultuous still.
Yeah.
That's you know, true. Probably she keeps it that way. Yeah. yeah. I think she keeps it that way. Would you like to deliver the live read?
I don't have a live
okay,
read.
Okay. I don't know.
I'll look for a live read.
Okay.
Well, I'll do that for you.
Thank,
okay,
you.
Thank you. Well, before that, we want to know what you think about Brandy's return to the show and her scenes with Yolanda. You can let us know in the comments below. Share your thoughts about the episode. And you can always feel free to interact with any one of us on social media. Give us a good thumbs up and rate us high on iTunes.
Thank you.
Also, right. One more. Can I say one more thing about Brandy?
Yes.
I loved her in, like, the first couple seasons. I loved how she, like, just said what she was thinking and, like, just nailed it, like, didn't care and just told it like it was. And then last season, she just went over the top and it didn't work and it was phony. But when she was sitting there with Yolanda, I did kind of miss her a little bit. I was like, I love how she just was like, Lisa, what the hell does Lisa Rinna care? Like, she totally nailed it. Yeah, Lisa yeah. Rinna shouldn't care. So mm-hmm. I kind of missed her a little, I gotta be honest.
Well, what did you guys think of her interview look?
I wanted to talk about this, but I didn't want to keep harping on everyone's images on the show and what they're right. wearing. But yeah, I thought it looked very dated.
Yes. She looked very different. Dated. It she looked so like she was ready to be in a rap video about 5 years ago.
It was so like, what was that Mark Wahlberg movie? American Gigolo or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was so, like, 70s porn star to me, but I, like, loved every minute of it. I thought her hair looked fabulous. Like, whatever extra pieces or bump it they put up in there looked great. I didn't really get the gold bodysuit, like, with the nipples sticking out, but, like, I just thought she kind of looked fabulous. It was kind of like an Erica. Like, she was trying to be, like, an Erica, and it worked for me. It was, like, trailer trash Brandy, and I loved it. I said to, when we were watching, I said to Christy, oh, it's like the girl at the trailer park that hit the lottery, but she doesn't want to leave. She doesn't want to leave the trailer park. She's like staying true to her roots. And like, I loved every second of it. I just thought it was so Brandy.
Nice.
Dirty rich.
I kind of felt bad for her. I thought that she usually can look, really kind of put herself together, and she's a beautiful woman. I thought that, you know, this look was just not, the like, not really her. I really didn't think it was her.
Oh, really?
Except,
yeah,
for, the, except for the nippies. Of course, Brandy's nippies are not going to let Brandy be on the show without them.
Yes. It felt very costumey, like mm-hmm. she was in a costume.
Yeah.
It didn't belong to her.
Well, I saw she either tweeted or Instagram today something about, watch tonight and make fun of my interview look. And so I think she knew it was going to be very talked about, that she kind of went for it.
She took the air out of the balloon with that one.
Do you think her face looked different? She doesn't need to do anything to her face, and I hope she doesn't do anything. Do you think it looked different?
People keep saying that, and she keeps saying she hasn't done anything. Yeah, and, like, even Milana Glaser made some comments on Watch What Happens Live last week that she had to come back and, you know,
make her comeback comments to, but like, so she keeps saying that she's done nothing, but everyone thinks that she looks different.
I couldn't tell. I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, she that's good. That's good surgery or good injections when people can't even tell, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, a lot of people in the comments below, even in past episodes, like past season, like the last season, a lot of people were talking about her appearance. So I always felt like I was blind to it. I don't really notice this stuff unless if you're like walking in looking like a candle. Like there's like some woman on The Real Housewives of Melbourne. I can't remember her name. I want to say it was like Layla or something, but that woman... It's just, you could tell, like, I, you know, that's obvious. But certain people who can nips and tucks, like, I really am blind to certain things like that, I have to say. So, you know, I'm pretty, like, forgiving when it comes to Brandy, but I don't know. Who the hell knows? But before we go back to our time in, do you want to go through this one? Thank you, I know you're all familiar with that.
Before we go back to,
Dubai...
Let's tell you guys about another show that you may enjoy. Are you curious about a celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis? Enjoy hearing stories about behind the scenes of Hollywood? Are you amused by old TV and movie references? Well, then you will love The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Join AfterBuzz creator and Maria Menounos' fiancé, hey, Kevin Undergaro, along with AfterBuzz co-hosts Roxy Stryer, Ashley Daniels, and a ton of others for all the insanity. You guys can watch live Monday and Thursday nights. This is 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time on thetomorrowshow.com or subscribe and download for free, because that's how I do it around here, on iTunes. Go to thetomorrowshow.com for more info.
Excellent.
Sounds
their
good.
Their St. Patrick's Day episode was beyond, like, phenomenal. I
watched it. It was great. Yeah, yeah. Definitely check it out. It's definitely worth a shot. So let's take a look at Dubai. And Lisa Rinna is in a snakeskin dress. All the women are in muumuus. There was a muumuu giveaway.
Muumuu giveaway.
I mean, you know, Lisa Vanderpump looked great as she walked in. I thought she
I thought it was a great look for her. She's a convert.
Totally.
I wrote Mrs. Roper. Oh on my paper. I was like, everybody is in like Mrs. Roper fabulousness. Totally. They love the muumuus. I knew that's what everyone was going to pack.
Me too.
I knew it.
Me too.
I thought Lisa Vanderpump looked a little aged by the whole thing.
Yes.
The hair and all that.
Made her appear
she looked like her, probably her mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. See, I thought it was just age appropriate. I thought she, you know, I don't think she was trying to look younger. I just thought it was like she embraced... And she just looked appropriate to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a classy look for all of them, except Rinna. Rinna was like a blue snakeskin one, and I was like, no, wrong. What are you doing?
Hey, Grant.
Yes.
We got a call.
All right.
We do.
All right, let's take a call on the line here at AfterBuzz TV. Good evening. Thanks for calling in to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hi, this is Jamel from Brooklyn.
Hey,
Jamel.
Welcome back to the panel.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you, everybody. Oh, I had to stay up, and I'm a little tired, but I had to stay up just to call in and say I'm loving the show, and just to sort of share a couple of my my feelings about the Beverly Hills Housewives.
All right. Well, tell us. What's on your mind?
Well, I think that the Lyme Disease Foundation, the beginning of the episode, I was surprised how moved I was by it. I think that some of the people who were not related to Yolanda got up on that stage and was saying, I think, what I guess is the norm, that people who have this invisible disease, encounter people who don't believe them. And I thought that was quite interesting just to see them constantly, you know, show that and then to see how sort of have like a real moment of, emotion to see the people up there hurting and knew that Yolanda was feeling very hurt too by the ladies. And some of their feelings towards her. So I thought that was wonderful. But the hotel was, like, you know, the hotel was stunning, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, Lisa Rinna, this season has not been my favorite. I mean, her, you know, just, I don't want to go back into the other season, but I think that her having her feelings and her suspicions and stuff like that, some of those things she don't need to share. I think that even the beginning of everything where she had some, information about Munchausen from a hairdresser. That's not something you want to share with other people. She's been very, I think, I don't know. I think she's been off the mark. She's been a little off the mark. And I think Eileen, she's been a little obsessed with Catherine, I think. I was joking. I said, if I was Catherine, the next time that woman called me, I wouldn't answer. I said, I don't hear you. I've got my my hearing aid out. She's gonna get two snaps for two snaps for that. Because every time she calls up for trouble. She like, oh, Catherine, come over here. I'm like, girl, no, you don't call me again, not for nothing, because you keep calling me into trouble. You know, so, and Catherine, to me, I think she's harmless. You know, she's out there. She's like the girls, you know, or anybody who's in high school. You want to make friends with people. You tell anybody whatever they want to hear. And I don't think she means any harm by it. And Eileen keeps getting her every single time. And I think that Eileen needs to just sort of back up off of her a little bit and let her breathe. And the woman's not perfect, but Eileen is being, and I love Eileen. I love all her acting and everything she do, but she's been a little, I don't like her in that regard to Catherine. But yeah, Lisa is, yeah, I don't know. Lisa Rinna is really, she really got me emotional this season because she's really a dog with a bone when it comes to Yolanda. But I did think she had one point, but again, it was a private point. She said, well, when I saw the picture, I was upset because how can this woman say your child is drinking and I can have a thought about you and that you can, you know, have me in the pictures and be forgive me too. That was true, but she didn't need to say to anybody. She had to hold it to herself because it's you know, that woman is sick. She don't need to deal with all these problems that she keep making up. That's not right.
Right. Yeah, I think she's saying too much, too. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the return of Brandy in tonight's episode?
You know what? I think I was listening to, I think, I can't remember all your names. I'm so tired. But one of you just said it, that you missed her. And I agree. I think she was, you know what? For me, she lost me. I was a Brandy fan. But when she was picking up after this beautiful woman a couple of seasons ago, she was, I think her name was Jackie. She was a Spanish lady, beautiful lady.
Oh, Joyce.
And she, yes. And she kept just picking on her, and she had it with some controversial things she said about her too, about swimming. She lost me.
Oh, that's right.
She lost me. And then the last season, she had nothing. I couldn't see her. I didn't see her at all because she just was so contrived. But you know, she came up there, she was supporting her friend. I missed her. I thought it was real. You know, she was like, you know, these ladies know that you're sick, and she was being a friend for her. So she was okay tonight. I thought she was pretty decent tonight. If she can do that consistently, then she'd be more interesting to have on the show and not being, you know, a pot stirrer. Tom's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I almost feel like they should have her on, like when we see Camille, they're on, like, not like every three episodes, just enough to be able to come in, give her point, say an outrageous comment. You know, she's got a good connection with women on the canvas there. Right. We need to, like, see her, like, her day-to-day, and we don't even get to see her children, which is a big part of her life. So, like, you know, I'm cool with seeing her a little bit more than we have, but not as a full-blown. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about Brandy today.
Unfortunately, I think that that's the thing that she was saying in the reunions. She said, you know, I'm not a monster. I am a, you know, what they show on the show with these ladies, I'm, you know, perceived as a monster. But I'm a mom, I'm a sister, I'm a, you know, and we don't really see that on the show. So if she did have that aspect put on the show, she would be more well-rounded like the other ladies. Mm-hmm. But Camille, oh my goodness, I wish they bring her back because... And nobody serves shade, and nobody serves just everything. You can't say, oh, you kidding me? Oh, my God.
You get it. You know why I love Camille.
Absolutely. Camille was serving it. You know, they didn't know what to do with that woman. And so she got sick, and, you know, she had to go sit down for a moment. But if they brought her back, it would be a whole nother ballgame. Because Camille is no joke.
Yes, I do agree. Well, Jamelle, thank you so much for calling in, and let us know your final thoughts on the season coming up. What do you think is coming up?
I think that it was interesting. I didn't see it coming. It looks like Lisa is really going to be trying to hold Lisa Vanderpump and Cal to the fire in some way, and that's interesting to see. Just, you know, to see him not be so on Yolanda for a moment, because I actually think she got a couple of points to make when it comes to Lisa Rinna Lisa Vanderpump and Cal. She has some points there. The same points that Camille had when she first got on the show. She said, look, I think these ladies are trying to set me up. Mm-hmm. So she has some points with those two, but they can do that. So it'll be interesting to see her working with them and see what comes up with that, you know, towards the finale.
Yeah, I do agree. Well, I think we can all agree that Lisa Rinna is earning her paycheck this season on the show.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, where can we find you on Twitter? Should anyone want to continue the conversation with you, feel free to drop your social media handle.
Oh, okay. My social media is jbrooklyn44.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate hearing from you one more time.
Thanks for staying up to chat with us. Thank you.
Oh, I had to. Y'all do wonderful. Like I said before, and I keep saying again, I love AfterBuzz, but when it comes to the reviews that y'all do, especially with the Housewives, you're balanced. It's very balanced. It's not really, you know, we hate this one. You know, everybody has a different opinion, and it feels easy to watch it. And you go, oh, I like this one. They made a good point. When I leave the show, I get perspectives that I don't think I have, you know, from watching the show, from watching your show. So I love it.
That's so nice. Thank you.
What a good review. Thank you so much for staying up late and calling in.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Thanks. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Oh, awesome. I love to hear what he has to say.
Yeah. You can tell he has his thoughts prepared beforehand, so it's great. You know, we get right to it, and he has an opinion about everything. So I like that too. As do we.
the chat roll is laughing about Zanny Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember Zanny Brandy? Mm-hmm.
You used to call her that, Christy. Yes,
they remembered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe what we saw is good enough. I don't know. You know, I'm not like wishing for her to come back like I feel about other women in these, you know, in the franchise in general. Everyone has someone I wish they would come back to their show with. But with this one, I'm like, Camille.
Your idea is good. Every couple episodes.
Yeah. She can go to all the parties. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
If I was on these shows, I don't know. I've said this before. I don't need anyone in my bedroom. I don't need anyone filming me brush my teeth or anything like that, but I will be glad to go to the parties. I will go up, send the car, I'll show up.
Yes!
Like, that's good. If it's usually an open bar at these events, like, I'll throw a drink, but yeah, you don't need to go home with me.
What about staying in the $40,000 a night hotel? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, you can have the cameras in there. I'll concede on that, yes. So, I mean, that place really almost was like eerie, though. Just so big. Mm-hmm. Like, when they walked in, they didn't even know they were in the hotel room.
Right.
It was like, it's like nuts. If you live in a hotel with, like, and everything was the lobby. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like too much. Too much. I don't know.
I'll tell you what I thought was too much. Kathy's leopard outfit. What is with everyone wearing leopard on Beverly Hills this year? It's so New Jersey, I don't understand what happened.
I like it.
Fern loves it. Our resident Jersey girl.
Finds it very adorable.
Thumbs up.
Everyone like wore a similar kind of flowy outfit, not knowing what to really wear, except Catherine.
Yeah, she did look out of place.
It looked out of place, but she embraced it. She said she wanted to be different. I get it, but I think she just didn't get the memo.
Well, girl changed as soon as she got a free muumuu. I think she was uncomfortable.
That's true. Well, the ladies sit down for a nice dinner. They must have been exhausted, but it didn't stop Lisa Rinna at this point in the episode talking about how Yolanda uses her illness as a shield. And it was just the same thing, guys. But then, of course, coming to Yolanda's defense is Erica, and then she says that Lisa is opinionated too much, and then they just kind of go on from there. Not much was accomplished. What do you want to say?
No, because Rinna totally deflected, and what did she start talking about?
She got LVP and Eileen and to start arguing about their beef.
Started talking about the dinner instead of her and being mean to Yolanda.
And Kathy and Erica fighting about that.
Rinna totally was trying to take the heat off of herself. She has to know at this point that even if no one agrees with her, she's never going to change anyone's mind. Even Lisa Rinna has to realize that she's starting to sound like a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
Because
Eileen basically was beefing with her. Like, you know, even though we had our private talk, I'm going to, in front of everyone right now, say, I just don't understand why you still feel that way. And trying to make her be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. And I love that Eileen challenges her, even though they're supposed to be like buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes Eileen seem so authentic. Like, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I agree. Rinna, in her interview, said that she doesn't question the... She talked in her interview about the whole deal about using this illness as a shield. And then 2 minutes later, in Dubai, she says that she doesn't question the sickness anymore. So it's almost like in her own privacy of her own home, she's still judging. But with the group of women she wants now because of the Global Lyme Alliance, she wants them all to believe that, you know, she doesn't question the sickness anymore. still saying too much. And, you know, then she says that she was enraged by the photo that was posted on social media. Now, if anyone has anything, any real business in life, they're not enraged by somebody else's post on Instagram. I have yet to be even angry by someone's Instagram post.
No, agreed. It says more about her than it does about Yolanda or Brandy or Kim or anybody else.
Yes,
exactly.
I mean, even Erica was like, that's a strong word.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Find something else to do. I mean, it's just too much for me. It's too melodramatic. And you know I like the drama. Mm-hmm. It's like not even real drama.
Mm-hmm. Look, she is a soap opera actress, former. And she wrote her own little soap opera storyline for herself. And it's just not playing out so well at this juncture, you know?
Nobody else is following her script.
Really? Exactly. You would think Eileen would help a girl out. Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Yep. So after these women all talked about each other, they went outside and had a cheers to friendship. True friends. Hashtag true friends.
I thought someone might push Rinna over the balcony. You should have been careful.
Yeah. So that was the end of the episode. Let's take a look at some news and gossip.
Right. AfterBuzz TV News. Well, I'm sure you guys saw a little bit of footage of Yolanda on the red carpet last week. She was at the Daily Fashion Awards with Gigi and Bella. Bella was getting the award for Model of the Year. However, Yolanda had her own little moment on the red carpet when she flashed the photogs because her top was see-through and she was not wearing a bra.
She was
proudly showing off those natural tatas.
She hasn't been wearing a bra on the show either.
Maybe it's not good for her health.
Oh, dear.
So check that out. And Erica talked about her son, Tommy, and her ex-husband and stuff on Heather McDonald's podcast this week. So this just really revealed a lot of things about her that we didn't know. Apparently, when her son was 3 years old, she left New York and left him with his father to pursue opportunities in LA. And she met Tom and married him very quickly. And her son didn't move to LA until 2014. He's now like 23 years old. So it sounds like, by all rights and purposes, you know, Erica did not have full custody of him throughout his life. But she must be still very close with her ex-husband because he owns a male strip club. She didn't say this. This is just she said his name, and then people did a little digging, and we found that he actually owns a male strip club. And he also owns some kind of fur company. And these are the fur coats that she's wearing in all of her music videos. And he's got her videos all posted up all over the website for the furs. So apparently they're still fairly tight. And it sounds like he is not a judgmental person as far as the erotic stuff goes either.
So it's all men. And he owns it. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, it may explain why you just think when someone has two parents who are so out there and kind of anything goes, it's interesting that their son grew up to be a police officer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's so true.
Yeah.
So true.
Very interesting. Hmm. Well, shall we take a look at what's coming up and predict?
Yeah.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I do not. I was going to talk about Lisa Vanderpump. That's my prediction, is that things are going to, and you know, it's already kind of out there on the web, but I think like Lisa Vanderpump is going to get kind of, you know, in trouble, and it's going to really kind of, I feel like people are going to turn their attention from Yolanda and stick everything on Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get an epic meltdown that rivals the one where it was the season finale and everyone ganged up on her and she was going to quit the show afterward. I think it was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 seasons ago? I think we're going to get that Lisa again, where she actually does show emotion, or she at least pretends to be very upset to just make everyone stop, like, questioning her.
Yep.
I think she's really going to pull some theatrics.
I agree. Similar to her fake fainting on Dancing with the Stars, she will be having a physical reaction to all of the chaos. And I think everyone goes in on Rinna just as much next week, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have LVP versus Lisa Rinna, Kyle versus Lisa Rinna, Eileen versus Lisa Rinna.
Well, that's the show, and they all cheers their friendship.
Oh, cheers!
Megan, really quickly, did you want to mention anything about Celebrity Apprentice?
Next week I'll do it, because we're wrapping up. I hear the music already. Okay. We're being kicked off the stage.
All right, we'll tease you with that. There's some inside info on what went on with Housewives, I assume.
Yes, with Miss Kyle.
Okay, interesting. All
next
right,
week.
Well, that and more coming up next week. In the meantime, please reach out to us on social media, follow us, support us. And where can you find us, Fern?
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay. And tonight, Rosanna Scotto, I don't know if you saw it, was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I take as a sign because I based a character in my book on Rosanna Scotto growing up in New York, watching her on the news. So this is a sign. My book comes out April 26th. Follow me for release information.
Aw, yay, Fern. Hey, Megan Stecker here. You guys can follow me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. My handle is at Megan Stecker.
Well, does Miss Lisa Vanderpump already have another season of Vanderpump Rules coming down the pipe? All that, plus some scoop on Audrina Patridge's pregnancy, Little Women LA, and a whole lot of other great stuff. You can check it out at ChristyReports.com. And please, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Christy Reports. It's where all the juicy stuff is. I appreciate it.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. For some reason, my followers have dropped a little bit. I'm not happy about this. So I'm calling for celebrity followers. And of course, you can always check out my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, on iTunes, Google Play. Google it. It's all there. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.